Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Wilson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jim Wilson. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting second. The shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting third. The first baseman, Ray Boone. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting sixth. The catcher, Frank House. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jim Finnegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Heft. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Billy Heft. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox bunts towards third. Finnegan fields it and throws to first for the out. Aparicio moves to second. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Aparicio moves to third. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson takes first base on ball four. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aparicio scores. Torgerson moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby strikes out. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Keene moves to third. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline takes first base on ball four. Boone moves to second. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth. Rivera reaches second base with a double. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-0 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowling hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boone scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Torgerson for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a pop-up towards short. Keene settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. Doby is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dobie. Keene reaches second base with a double. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Tigers. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Maxwell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Tigers. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kaline strikes out. One out. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0-for-1 in the game. House hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Keegan now pitching. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-1 in the game. Groth hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. House moves to third. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Finnegan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. House scores. Groth moves to second. It's 4-1, Tigers. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft is 0-for-1 in the game. Heft hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Keegan fields it and throws to first for the out. Groth moves to third. Finnegan moves to second. two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 2 in the game. Bowling hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawler hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Rivera hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rivera moves to third. Walt Dropo pinch hits for Bob Keegan. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards second. Bowling scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Fisher now pitching. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Boone hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Heft fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boone scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Torgerson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. House hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Groth hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Torgerson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. he's got one RBI. Minoso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 2 in the game. Doby hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. House settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 2 in the game. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boone scoops it up and throws to first, with Heft covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Finnegan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft is 0 for 2 in the game. Heft bunts in front of the plate. Lawler fields it and throws to first for the out. Finnegan moves to second. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 3 in the game. Bowling hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Keene hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Finnegan scores. It's 5-1, Tigers. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sammy Esposito pinch hits for Bill Fisher. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito takes first base on ball 4. Phillips moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Aparicio bunts towards the mound. Heft fields it and throws to first for the out. Phillips moves to third. Esposito moves to second. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a line drive towards the mound. Heft catches it and throws to third to double up Phillips. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Hughes now pitching. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Maxwell takes first base on ball 4. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. House hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Maxwell moves to third. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Groth hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Finnegan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Maxwell scores. There goes House trying to get to third. Dobie throws the ball into Phillips, who tags House for the out. It's 6-1, Tigers. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Torgerson strikes out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Minoso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-3 in the game. Doby strikes out. 2 outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-3 in the game. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Minoso moves to third. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Rivera hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Minoso scores. Lawler moves to second. It's 6-2, Tigers. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft is 0-for-2 in the game. Heft hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-4 in the game. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Les Moss pinch hits for Jim Hughes. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss strikes out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell. Aparicio reaches second base with a double. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox hits a line drive towards first. Boone reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Torgerson hits a line drive towards first. Boone reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.